Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Do you feel like you're the best receiver in the game right now?
Yeah, why everybody want to ask me that question?
Do you want to write a story?
I just want to see if you think that question.
Like 100 times. Like, if y'all don't know who I am by now, then don't ask me that question.
Fair enough.
Do you feel like I'm the best?
Yes.
All right, well, put that down in your story.
Hey, new Hopkins. Take me to task. It's all right.
That's right.
I like it. I like the back and forth. Nuke Hopkins doing the things that don't show up in the stat column this year, I would say. I would say the attention he's getting is freeing up some other guys. He's doing his thing. I don't think his game's falling off even a little bit. Still doing his thing, and he doesn't seem to mind the fact that he's not filling the stat sheet. And with the film breakdown with Deshaun Watson that we had, it was very evident that DeAndre Hopkins is still capable of getting a lot of tension from corners and safeties. With that said, I think DeAndre Hopkins and the Texans wide receivers have a huge opportunity this Sunday to expose the biggest fraud in the NFL, the most overrated player in the NFL, a guy who is the highest paid person at his position, despite being very average at best, very pedestrian at best, a guy who was with the Texans last year. I call him the defensive back Ponzi scheme. John Lopez calls him Honey Boo Boo. Some people call him the Honey Badger. Tyrann Mathieu is going to be on the field for the Chiefs this week, and this is a chance for the Texans to completely expose that fraud. And just to give perspective of how average Tyrann Mathieu is, I've been digging around Kansas City newspapers, trying to get a pulse of the city of Kansas City, fans, media types. They already realize 5 weeks into the season, this guy is not the Honey Badger anymore. He's very, very overrated. And Andy Reid had a conference call yesterday and was asked about Tyrann Mathieu. And the question was, what does Tyrann Mathieu bring your football team? Listen to what Andy Reid had to say. And afterwards, tell me if this sounds like he thinks Tyrann Mathieu is a very good football player.
He's a rugged leader, loves to play the game, so he brings a certain energy. And listen, he's just, they're just getting a feel of this defense. I mean, that's, you saw that with Tyrann last week with the interception. He'd been so close on 2, 3, 4 of them that it was killing him. You know, seeing him get a little more comfort in the defense.
I mean, that's about as backhanded a compliment as you can get someone. He's got some got a good personality.
He's got a lot of energy.
Got a good personality.
That's usually what you say when, like, energy is usually like...
Good teammate.
It's a flawed basketball player.
A lot of good teammates have been cut from this team.
You know what I mean? Like Eduardo Nájera had energy.
Yeah.
He wasn't a very good basketball player.
But it can also be a compliment, because in Nájera's case, it was a compliment.
But if it's the first thing they say about you typically,
right,
it means you're not very good at
what you
do.
Like, if you're a first-round pick...
Yeah.
Or you're someone who had previously been a Pro Bowler like Tyrann Mathieu, and they go, yeah, he's got good energy. That's not a compliment. Tyrann Mathieu has become, because people call him the Honey Badger, and he still has that aura and the nickname and all that, he's become the Booger McFarland of the NFL. If his name wasn't the Honey Badger, nobody would... It's true! If he didn't have this cool nickname, people wouldn't be nearly as impressed by him. It's like Booger McFarland. If he wasn't called Booger... He wouldn't be probably on Monday Night Football even. Well, right?
I wish. I mean, you want to be honest. Patrick Mahomes and Deshaun Watson, they have the first and second all-time passer rating in a minimum of 20 games. Patrick Mahomes, 112.4. Deshaun Watson, 105.4. Their combined career passer rating of 217.8. will be the highest by opposing QBs entering a matchup in the Super Bowl era.
I always get a little bothered by these stats.
Do you?
Because what they're trying to tell you is, look, the two greatest statistical quarterbacks in history in terms of passer rating and combined passer rating are playing on Sunday.
Okay.
When we all know, no, they're not. the two greatest quarterbacks in terms of, I mean, maybe in these numbers, in this particular stat, after 20 games, yes. But if you, I mean, who actually thinks, oh, wow, got to, you know, I'm going to watch, a lot of the NFL is going to watch Mahomes versus Deshaun Watson because they're two great young quarterbacks, great young quarterbacks. They're not the best ever. You know,
who said that?
These stats, when they give you these stats.
And they're just giving you that how good they've been.
Yeah, it kind of bugs me. Rubs me the wrong way, Landry. Rubs
Why?
Because they're like saying, look.
I'm supposed to be the one that's bothered Brady, by stuff like this.
They're better than Tom Brady and Peyton Manning.
Nobody thinks that.
They're giving you stats that say they are.
They're giving you stats that say they've been good. I'm supposed to be the one that has these curmudgeon takes, John.
You are. You are supposed to
Am
be
Am I
the
rubbing
one.
Off on you?
No. This is whenever, like even, and I hate to mention any names because.
No, I mention them.
Because, no, a lot of them are great players. But, like, how many times have you seen, let's just say a Longhorn, all right? Let's say one of, I don't know, Ellinger, all right? So if they give you a stat that shows that Ellinger is better than Vince Young in these three stat categories.
I mean, come on.
What are they trying, you know, what are they really saying? They're trying to intimate that this guy is Vince Young. He ain't. I mean, he's great. He's a great college quarterback. I really like his game. But these stats that are kind of contrived. And then there's another one that bothers me while I'm on this little rant.
Keep going. Keep going.
On this little rant.
Keep it going. We're live at the Houston Open, by the way. That's the OG John Lopez, Landry Locker.
I'll use Sam Ellinger again. Sam Ellinger.
Why are you picking on him?
Because it's the first one that came to mind. I'm not picking on him. It's a compliment to him. I'm just saying that the way they frame these things bothers me. Like if somebody says Sam Ellinger became the first Longhorns quarterback to throw for at least 135 yards and run for at least 77 in a single game. What, you know, they pick
they
these
pick the
they
specific.
Pick these little stupid, you know, like precise numbers that frame that player in a extremely positive way. You know, okay, but the first player to throw for over 400 and run for over 100 was Vince Young.
Yeah.
You know? It's crazy the way they do
that. If we're still talking about this, I was driving around listening to the radio today, and I think stats, you either use them if you're in our industry.
Yeah.
A lot of times you use them to back up your point. I'll admit that. You'll admit that.
Like if it's season long or trend long or series long.
But even then, you'll use them.
I get it.
You'll use them to back up your point.
I do it. I did it today.
Everybody does it.
Yeah.
But.
I'm talking about the contrived ones.
Some people just use them really foolishly. Sticking with the Longhorns, I heard someone today talking about the Longhorns defense. It's not good. Okay, it's not a very good defense. Mm-hmm. I get that. It's not good. But they said something like the Longhorns defense is ranked 105th or something. That's just one spot ahead of Washington State's defense. And Washington State gave up 60 points or whatever to UCLA. And I'm like, okay.
Yeah.
Like, are you trying to say that the Texas defense is barely better than Washington State's?
Right.
Like, as bad as the Texas defense is, they've faced a couple good teams in Oklahoma State and LSU. Like, why even say something that stupid, especially if you're in the industry? Like, but you sound like an idiot.
College, well, not everybody. I was going to say college does it more than everybody. But it's everywhere now. You know, Jose Altuve became only the third player.
You got
player,
me started. I told you, man.
Only the third player, along with Joe DiMaggio and Babe Ruth, to hit three consecutive doubles in a game.
All right. All right. This is what drives me nuts, too. This has got to stop, John. And I came in pissed off the other day when we were in our show meeting talking about this. These nerdy-ass baseball stats, where every time it goes off the bat, I hear what the batting average would be on that certain hit or what the percentage of catch is on that certain hit. Those are made up.
Yeah, no.
Those are not true. Like Michael Brantley the other day, he hit, and I love Ben DeBoe. I think he does the best job of covering the Rockets. So I'm not going to sit here and have a straw man. Ben DeBoe does this.
Yeah.
And he's one of the smartest Houston sports guys in the world.
Mm-hmm.
But the other day, and I preface this with, I love you, Ben, but you got to stop doing this. You're not the only one that does this. When Michael Brantley hit the line drive that ended up being the double play after Altuve got the single against the Rays to Chu, Ben DeBoe tweeted out something like, wow, that hit is normally a 420 batting average when it comes off the bat, and it got caught. Unbelievable. That's bad luck. What? How do you know that? Like, how? look, man, you're smarter than me, okay? Mm-hmm. And you're using these numbers, and you think it's making you sound smart, but you sound dumb when mm-hmm. you say stuff like that. It's a 420 batting average? What are you talking? Like, how is that even? How do you come up with that? And then the launch angle, they're like, well, that launch angle normally has an 81% chance at leaving with a velo of 6.5. People like you are why people hate baseball sometimes.
Yeah.
You're why baseball is falling. Quit using these stats, mm-hmm. man. They are terrible. I hate you for getting me started on that. But seriously, a 420 batting average on that hit. How do you know that?
Yep.
How can you even weigh that? And what Jamoke is coming up with that?
Well, he's sitting at home by himself.
Doing what?
This, that, you know.
420? Like, what are you talking about, man? We got to stop that. Just let us – the purity of baseball doesn't need this dorky numbers. Where were we even at, man? Okay.
Sam Ehlinger, first one to run for over 177 and gain and rush for more than 35 in a single game.
Stop it. Around the NFL, let's just look at the matchups in the AFC.
Him and Jim
South.
Brown.
No, the worst is whenever like someone has X amount of yards and then they say that's more than Jim Brown in this game or something like that.
Yeah, who played seven games?
It's unfair. It's unfair to the player. Injury report for Sunday. Patrick Mahomes, he practiced yesterday, full participant. Tyreek Hill, limited. Sammy Watkins, the other receiver, he was out. He did not practice. Other action in the AFC South, the Colts, they got a bye this week. We know the Texans are at the Chiefs. Titans in Denver. Mm-hmm. That's going to be a huge game for the Tennessee Titans because they're going to look to improve to 3-3. If they lose this game and fall to 2-4 against Denver with the tougher part of their schedule coming up, we could see a free fall of the Tennessee Titans.
I don't think you are.
Mike Vrabel doesn't seem to lose games like this.
Those are the kind of games they win, and I don't think that's going to happen. I mean, obviously, you know, anything in the NFL, as they say, but no, not this time.
Also got the New Orleans Saints in Jacksonville. This is a game that seems like Jacksonville is going to win. It seems like Vegas is begging you to bet on the Saints. They're actually only minus one. Teddy Bridgewater going on the road.
Yeah.
I like Jacksonville to win this game. Jalen Ramsey, by the way, returned to practice yesterday for the Jags.
Man, Jacksonville's only a one-point favorite. You're right. I just looked at it.
Yep, they're begging you. You going to take it? You going to take the hook?
It's pretty good.
You going to bite the hook?
It's pretty good. I'll let you know tomorrow.
The Saints?
No, not the Saints. I think Jacksonville, yeah.
Jags, yeah. Yeah, I think the Jags win that game. Yeah. I feel pretty confident in that. Landry Locker, John, but I've been confident before. I'm confident in the Astros tonight, which, by the way, is 5 hours away. We're going to be out there from 4 to 6 on Sports Radio 610. Landry Locker, John Lopez live at the Houston Open. That was around the NFL and random-ass stat rants by the OG.
Mission accomplished, right?
You got me started, man. It drives me nuts. 420 batting average on a hit. What? Like, why do you even repeat that? What are we doing here? OG John Lopez, Landry Locker, Sports Radio 610. Let's look at the Astros tonight. We saw some fluky stuff yesterday. What's the recipe for disaster for the Astros tonight? We know what the recipe for success is. Gerrit Cole just do what he always does. But what's the recipe for disaster? We'll get into that next.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.